Chantal Morrow, what is your title with Horizon Timmins?
So I'm a director on the board for Horizon, but I also act as a volunteer and I provide accompaniment to our clients.
Okay, we'll get into what you mean by accompaniment in a minute. First of all, what does the group do? What's your purpose?
So basically we provide accompaniment to clients that are facing terminal illness or end of life. We provide support to the client, but also to their families, just to kind of help them face those end stages, you know, just with dignity, respect. Like I personally really feel that the end of life deserves as much dignity and respect as the beginning of life. And I feel that we don't, as a society, we don't really talk about the end of life. I think there's a lot of fear surrounding that end of our journey. I mean, as much as it's realistic, it's unrealistic to avoid it. We're all headed there, just we're all at different stages.
So you make sure that someone who's at the end of life isn't alone and that their family and loved ones have some support. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And we're not a clinical service, so that's really important to outline. So we don't provide any nursing care of any sort. We're not trained in that capacity. Some of us may have those types of jobs outside of Horizon, but we still are not allowed to provide a clinical service to our clients. It has to be strictly, you know, active listening, sitting. There's a lot of, you have to be comfortable in your own silence in this position. I don't want to say it's nice. I don't know if nice is the right word, but there's something soothing just simply sitting with another human and you know, just sharing a moment with them.
Does it not weigh on you a bit and cause you a little bit of emotional stress, I guess?
100% it is emotional, but I feel it weighs on me much more to know that there are people that I can't be with every person at the end of their life. And I know for a fact that there are many people that die alone, and that weighs more on me than being with someone dying does.
Do you provide any training for someone who wants to do this type of work?
Yes, we do provide training. We're actually going to be recruiting, hopefully in the next 6 months to a year. So if anybody is interested at all, I would encourage them to, you know, look us up on Facebook. We do have a forward-facing website as well, an independent website outside of Facebook. And we do have the office. We have voicemail, everything, email. So if anybody wants to contact us, or we would love for them to get in touch, and then we can keep their name and information for any future training opportunities.
I think you've explained what accompaniment means, and it's just what you do, right? You're there with them.
It is.
Accompany them, yes, on the journey, if you want to say.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it's a free service, and we are mobile, so we will go wherever the client is. So if the client's in hospice, we'll go there. If they're at the extended care, we will go there. If they're at home, we will go there. It's 24/7. We are bilingual as well. So we are, it's a not-for-profit service. We're funded by Ministry of Health. And we will go wherever the client is and wherever their family needs us. I've sat in hospital at bedside. Some families are reluctant to leave their loved one's side, and that's okay too. I've sat with someone dying and their family was asleep beside them, and that's okay. And at least they have someone that's awake and sort of on watch. And I think that brings families comfort knowing that somebody's on watch and waiting. And I can wake them at a moment's notice. I'm there with them. And I'm, you know, it humbles me and it makes me proud that, you know, they trust me to be in that room with them. You know, it's a huge honor to me to be able to provide that. And I know it's an honor to a lot of our volunteers as well.
I think it's a gift that you can do this type of thing, you know, to be able to do it, because I'm not sure I could, you know, but anyway, Okay, so you've been around, Horizon Timmins Palliative Care has been around for a while, and you're celebrating that now, aren't you?
Yes, so this year marks 40 years in existence. Originally, the service started in 1984, and it was the French Catholic faith-led organization. I think it was called Albatross at the time. But in 1993, they transformed to Horizon Timmins Palliative Care as we know it today, and it's become incorporated and non-denominational. So it doesn't matter what religion or creed a person is, we will attend to them as well.
So this is how you're marking the 40th anniversary by reaching out to new volunteers.
Yes, and just reminding people that we're out there. I think sometimes in I mean, since COVID, I feel there's been a lot of tunnel, people are kind of almost reluctant to connect with others, I feel, but I'm not sure exactly, but I know we've seen a decline in the use of our services, and I feel we are underutilized. Of course, it saddens us because that means that perhaps people are alone, and I mean that's the core of what keeps us going, is just making sure that people are accompanied on this journey.
So you're reaching out looking for volunteers and also looking for clients or making them aware that
For
you're there.
sure.
All right.
For sure. We are here. We're available. If things, suddenly boom and we, we're over capacity, then that's why we need the volunteers as well. Like right now we're okay. Like we're doing okay with the people that we have, but we do have a very like our volunteers are aging out, if you will. So it's we need some more, we need some new younger folks to start, to consider that this might be something they would be interested in doing. I think it'd be great. And if anybody has any questions, more than happy to provide, my perspective. We have other people that would be happy to speak to them as well.
Is there anything you'd like to add to any of this?
Just again, we understand like how overwhelming end of life can be. A lot of us have faced it in our own families. That's what prompted me to join Horizon in 2018 after I lost my mom and was in the hospice for a few days with her, and saw other people in hospice and they didn't have the family. We have a very large French very present family, and some people just don't have the capacity, don't have that those resources within their own family. So I just saw a lot of people in the hospice alone, and it kind of got me asking questions in the community, and I came across Horizon and I haven't looked back. I've been with them since. But yeah, I mean, I want people to know that we're here, and we're happy to be by your side and help walk you through those end stages and make sure that they know they're not alone.